if I was to say anything else about the skills, that you, I mean, you might be wondering about skills. You know, I was just a newspaper journalist, and I've sort of led my life predominantly doing tech stuff. And when I was recruiting journalists back in the day for the news site, my main interest was in text-based journalists, people who could write great text really quickly and really good, clear headlines. That still remains a really important part of what we have from any new recruit, but we will increasingly be looking for people who can say, yeah, I can do that, but I've got a good knowledge of audio and video editing, at least one of those other skills, yet I'm comfortable doing that. Because one of our online journalists will always be expected to be able to edit a bit of video to put onto the website, a bit of audio, and increasingly, the best of our journalists, if they're going out on assignment, you know, it's not unknown for the Today programme to say to them, while you're there, can you do something for us for Monday? And those are the kinds of journalists who are going to prosper as time goes on. You know, so I think, I'm sure the kinds of courses that you're on, or the ones that you do, look much more towards the multimedia approach, but those are the kinds of people that, you know, when we recruit, and when we recruit for Salford, and when we're recruiting for other places, the person who's going to get the nod over a group of people is the one who can confidently say, yeah, I've done work in all these different areas. And if you can point to work that you've done that does that, if you've got a blog that showcases text and audio and video, it's another great opportunity. And if you don't do one of those, you should, because when somebody like me looks at job applications, you know, you've got to come up with a way of distinguishing between the people who are applying. And one of the ways is if they've got a link to something they've done, and you can go and look at it, and it looks good quality, then they're probably going to have a chance. If they've written you a job application that's riddled with spelling errors, and they send you a link to something that's also riddled with spelling errors, you won't hear from us again. You know, so you should think about the way that you showcase what you do, because it can be a really important part of your CV, I think.